Yesterday, we met the three men who will appear on the ballot during next week's primary for state superintendent. So far, we've heard about their priorities and their thoughts on how to help low-performing schools. Next up, what are the candidates' visions for assisting teachers? Back again with the details is WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello.
Like much of the rest of the country, Wisconsin faces a teacher shortage. It's a twofold problem. More teachers are leaving the field of education, and fewer young adults are entering the profession. What's causing the shortage? Researchers, including folks at the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum, point to increased stress and time demands, as well as effects of Act 10. It weakened the power of teachers as a group. So, how can the head of the state's public education system help fill the teacher pipeline? Incumbent Tony Evers says he wants to help build up the profession, symbolically and monetarily.
We politicize the profession so much, we have to change that, and that's free. We can stop denigrating teachers and start supporting them. The heroic work that we see teachers do is just outstanding. And frankly, at some point in time, we have to recognize that with a monetary compensation.
Evers says over the past 6 years or so, teacher pay across Wisconsin has decreased about 2.5%. Challenger John Humphreys sees higher teacher turnover being a result of frustration over not knowing how to deal with the changing classroom. He says if elected, he'll provide more professional development. He'll organize the department's staff so it can help teachers share what they have found works best in the classroom.
DPI can't be an agency just of regulation, but has to be an agency of best practices and things that are really usable to teachers. So DPI staff should be making sure that the training that we provide to teachers is of the highest quality.
As for Challenger Lowell Holtz, he says teachers need more of a voice in their own districts. He says he'll advocate for Wisconsin to use the country's new education law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, to give school communities, including teachers, more power in deciding how to run their schools.
Every school district is unique with different strengths and needs. And our local school districts need to have the freedom to provide the best educational possibility for their children. ESSA gives a lot more power back to the local district. And I do believe in the need to return local control to our districts and eliminate the overreach of the federal government.
Holtz says he envisions giving teachers the ability to better direct their own classrooms by allowing them to ignore federal guidelines, such as the Common Core academic benchmarks. All three candidates say they know that Wisconsin won't solve its teacher shortage overnight. Another issue they each hope to address? Student struggles with mental health issues. I'll tell you more about that later this morning. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.